an intriguing but difficult question to answer. Now, one point I need to make, I think, is that this is a fast-changing scene, and a number of things have happened since we finished writing the book. We actually delivered the book to the publisher, an American publisher, Roman and Littlefield, in mid-October last year. And the book came out in record speed at the end of February this year. So, but, of course, the Trump phenomenon had not emerged when we delivered the manuscript. Various other things had not happened. And so, to some extent, even a new book is very quickly dated. But still, I think what we are actually arguing is still pretty valid. So what are the basic differences between the 1955 political system and what we're calling the 2012 political system? The 2012 system is a term not only meant to encapsulate what the Abe government is all about, but also to suggest that it is not simply the product of Mr. Abe and his followers, but stems from changes that have been taking place over a much longer timescale. I will also touch on the transition period between the two systems from the 1990s to the 2010s. I believe that the 1955 political system had the following basic characteristics. And I'm sorry this is a bit technical, but it's important to understand the difference. Number one, a democratic constitution broadly based on the British model, though it later departed from certain aspects of the British model. Second, a long-term imbalance between the LDP, normally in power, and opposition parties that were almost never in power, but enjoyed sufficient parliamentary strength to block constitutional revision, and sometimes to block other things as well. And the concept of alternation in power, which is so fundamental a part of the British system, was absent in practice in Japan, or almost absent in practice. Third, an entrenched system of factions, of habatsu, within the LDP, leading to pluralistic policy advocacy within that party. Number four, a powerful, if institutionally divided, government bureaucracy, interacting closely with LDP politicians and leading interest group representatives, particularly big business, was very, very strong within the LDP governments over the years. Fifth, a system of what were termed policy tribes, the Japanese word is zoku, linking in elements of the public service, the LDP, and leading interest groups in relation to specific policy areas, you know, education, defence, transport, and so on. Number six, relatively weak, remember that, relatively weak central political leadership, frequent changes of prime minister, limited prime ministerial authority, decisions by prime minister needing endorsement by LDP committees, cabinet positions allocated on the basis of seniority and factional affiliation, cabinet often acting as a rubber stamp for bureaucratic decisions. And that obviously is pretty different from the British system. Seventh and last, defence policies influenced by the peace constitution, Article 9 of the present constitution, which started off in 1947, and therefore restricting the role of the self-defence forces, the Jietai, essentially to defence of Japanese territory. Although from 1992, the SDF, the self-defence forces, also participated in UN peacekeeping missions. They did not before that, but the self-defense forces were and are closely integrated with US armed forces under the Japan-US Mutual Security Treaty. Very briefly now, the transitional period between this system and the present system as we see it. The transitional system involved the following principal elements. First, from around 1992, the party system, which had been very stable since the 1950s, became very fluid. The LDP was out of power between August 1993 and June 1994, replaced by a shaky coalition of formerly opposition parties. And then the LDP was back in power in coalition with the Japan Socialist Party, its ancient enemy, and under a socialist prime minister, Mr. Murayama Tomiichi, from June 1994 to January 1996. That was a sort of unheard of coalition between extremes. Secondly, in 1994, a radical reform of the lower house electoral system took place, replacing multi-member districts, which had been a key factor reinforcing factionalism within the LDP, with single-member districts, for the most part, plus a minority of seats elected in regional blocks by proportional representation. And that compromised the existence or the introduction of proportional representation seats was essentially designed to make it possible for minor parties to get a certain amount of representation within parliament. Number three, for most of the 1990s, the party system was most unstable. But by the end of the decade, that decade, it had more or less settled down as the LDP resumed its position as ruling party, but now with coalition partners among the minor parties. And a major new party of opposition had emerged, the Democratic Party, the Minshitor, straddling the centre ground of politics. Number four, early in 2001, legislation came into effect, it had been in the pipeline for quite a long time, strengthening the power of the Prime Minister and Cabinet. Number five, a very important figure, Mr. Koizumi Junichiro, Prime Minister from April 2001 to September 2006, actively promoted pretty radical neoliberal policies, including postal services privatisation, and he was largely successful in restoring to health the banking system, which had been badly damaged by an overhang of unrepayable loans from the collapse of the asset bubble in the early 1990s. Largely as a result of the reformed lower house electoral system that had eroded the rationale for divisive factionalism within the LDP, Koizumi, remarkable politician by the way, Koizumi was able now to construct his cabinets on the basis of merit rather than having his hands tied by demands from the previous factions. And it's interesting to note that I think since 1945 in this country, maybe one or two out here, there have been, I think it's 13 prime ministers. In Japan there have been 34 or 35 by now since 1945. And that symbolises really the fact that prime ministers come and go in Japan. A few have been there for a long time, and Mr. Abe is one example.